This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Rolf Goebel, welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. He's professor of German and chair of the Department of Foreign Languages and Literatures at UAH. A fine organist. Today, Dr. Goebel reflects on listening to music in the digital age.
The other day, I was sitting at the organ of St. Mary of the Visitation in downtown Huntsville, practicing a difficult piece by the German 17th century composer Heinrich Scheidemann. All of a sudden, I was no longer quite sure if what I was doing arose from my own personal reading of the musical score in front of me, or whether I was half-consciously imitating another organist's playing the same composition on YouTube. In our age of digital media technologies, the things we seem to experience firsthand and the traces of technologically reproduced data that we have stored in our memory blend into one another almost seamlessly. As a practicing organist, I ask myself, does my interpretation reflect my artistic originality, or rather my ability to internalize the model performance of a great colleague whom I admire without ever coming close to his or her mastery of the craft? Is what I'm playing the genuine product of my subjective imagination, or is it merely a digital effect that uses my body to be heard? The answer, of course, is yes, and yes, both. What I'm playing, or seeing, or saying is always a mix of my individual personality and the digitally mediated traces of sonic, visual, or linguistic sources that I may or may not consciously remember. This is something that began in the 19th century with the inventions of the gramophone, photography, and other technologies of mechanical reproduction, but is felt much more keenly in our age when digital media are so readily available to almost all people. Similar things can be said when you attend a concert. What you hear is an intersection of the actual instrumentalists or vocalists performing live in front of you and what you have heard, seen, or read online or on television sometime before. Is this a bad thing? Does it undermine the authenticity of your listening experience? Should you perhaps save the price of the admission ticket and instead listen to the music on your computer at home? No, not at all. For by knowing that what you hear live is partly but never totally influenced by digital information, you become a listener who is more aware of what it means to sit in an actual concert hall hearing real people playing. You know now that it was worth your time leaving your home, getting in your car, and making it to the 7:30 performance on time. You begin to marvel at the excellent acoustics of the concert hall and its architectural style. You begin to be filled with a sense that, yes, this live performance sounds a bit like the one you recently listened to on your iPod, but it also sounds quite different. It is this difference, this irreducible sense of hearing this particular piece of music performed here and now, its physical presence, that will continue to motivate people to go to live concerts, thus enriching their lives in ways that no recording, no matter how sophisticated its sound reproduction may be, can offer us.
Rolf Goebel is currently writing a book about the connections between sound, visual images, and literary language. You can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.